The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of a drunk decision that is going to make most of the studio very unhappy.
Oh, no.
I've got a story about something I've seen hundreds of times growing up. I can't believe it made the news.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Iowa.
A durr.
Of course it is.
I'm from Iowa. A durr.
My name's T-Ha.
A durr. Did you know Ashton Kutcher's from here, too? A durr. Did you know the lead singer of I Don't Know What Band is from here, too?
The bass player from The Killers.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you're thinking. Oh. And Ashton Kutcher's from Cedar Rapids. He's in Iowa. Well, this Iowa.
Oh, but he went to school there or something.
He went to University of Iowa and left pretty quick. Okay. Someone was like, hey, you're a little handsomer than everyone else around these parts.
Get out!
Yeah. Okay. There was an Iowa woman. She apparently was in a Casey's general store.
Shut up!
Everyone knows my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
The best pizza. The problem with her is she apparently didn't seem sober, and she was operating a lawnmower erratically in the busy parking lot.
Why was she on a lawnmower?
Just kind of driving around.
Most Iowa story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. She performed poorly on a series of field sobriety tests.
Wait, you can't get busted on a lawnmower.
It was a busy parking lot. People are trying to get gas. They're trying to get
You're also
other
driving
general things.
A motor item.
Yeah, but it's not, I don't know.
It's not a vehicle,
it's just
per
a
se.
Lawnmower.
I think it's a risk either way. You're cutting it close.
Yeah. T-Hack.
Oh, God.
She had also been in trouble in 2022. She was operating an SUV under the influence of meth.
Okay. Oh. So she's got
so
a bit of a history.
She learned the wrong lesson.
Right.
It's not what you're operating.
Yeah.
It's kind of a combination
okay.
of all of it. Yeah, she's in big trouble.
Yeah, that's great. My story not from Iowa. But it is from Colorado.
Woo!
So I got a dude who was drinking. Drank quite a bit and was walking by a house and he saw a 2-year-old Labrador retriever named Blanco and he was like, that's a cute dog. I reckon it's my new dog.
No.
So he stole this 2-year-old dog while he was drunk. The family put out a plea for the dog's return and 72 hours later, the dude felt bad enough and brought the dog back to the house with a handwritten note that said, I'm very sorry for what I did. I was drunk. I don't remember much. I've been taking care of him. I bought him food and made sure he had water. So
he woke up the next morning and went, oops, who?
What are you? Yes.
To be honest, I'd probably do that sober.
Steal a dog? Aaron, you're right. Never coming over.
How was Blanco for the 72 hours
so
that you're
cuddly.
Out? All right, those were all the stupid Iowans and Coloradans we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.